got 9 bullets in it. 9 bullets in my roommate's gun. Roommate's gun got 9 bullets in it. Gonna find a use for every last one. For the love you chose to betray me, a real fine love wouldn't be true. And for the man that she betrayed with, nice enough fella, she
This is Robbie, WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis, song on the radio. I'm here all alone this week, except for right now, where I have Patterson Hood of the Drive-By Truckers. Hey, Patterson.
Hey, man. Great to talk to you again. Been too long.
It's been a minute. Yeah, Patterson and I, we hadn't talked in a long time, but we go way back in the 90s. I had a big ass truck and you were doing the Drive-By Truckers and we used to play together and that was fun. And
I did sound for y'all a few times too when y'all would play the hi-hat or play various places in Athens, Georgia.
I remember because you were talking up the Southern Rock Opera. Every time we were there, you're like it was getting bigger. It was getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And then it came
more
out
ridiculous.
I was like, dang, he did it. And it was killer. So congrats, a long overdue. Congrats on that.
Oh, man. Thank you.
But I remember hearing 9 Bullets. We covered that song. That was like on a Yep Rock compilation initially. And That was one of my favorites back in the
day.
Yeah,
the first time I met you, although I'd seen y'all before, but I had been told that y'all were covering that, and but I'd never heard you do it. And I was doing sound for y'all with the hi-hat, and went up and was meeting you and Steve, and I think Steve mentioned that y'all had covered Nine Bullets. So I was like, I'd heard a rumor. It's like, you got to play it tonight.
Fast forward to, I don't know, we're doing our 30th anniversary show next week. So, I mean, it's been a long time.
It is a long time. I saw y'all the first time it probably would have been the first year y'all were together at the club. I can't remember the name of the club, but it was in Memphis, and kind of back behind, if I remember correctly, kind of behind Sun, like not pretty close to Sun. There was a
616.
616. Yes. Yeah. I saw Soul Asylum there also around that time. But and I remember Cooley and I ended up at y'all's show, and both of us just loved it. And and that was a few years before I met you. Our band will be 28 next year.
Oh man, crazy.
Although Cooley and I will hit 39 years next year.
Good Lord.
Isn't that nuts?
Well, happy anniversary to y'all.
Thank you.
and so you're playing October 7th at the Overton Park Shell as part of their Shell Yeah fundraiser concert series. Did you ever play the Shell when you were here?
Never before? Played it. I've always wanted to. I'm really, really psyched about it.
Yeah, it's have you seen it since you lived in Memphis? Because they've totally redone it.
I heard they had. I haven't seen it. I'm excited to.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. Yeah, they took out all the benches. Well, I'm not gonna tell you. I'm gonna let you see it and do that. So well, awesome. And y'all that's pretty well known that you and Cooley spent quite a bit of time here in Memphis working out of the New Daisy and playing an Adam's House Cat around. And you also more recently worked a lot with Matt Ross Spang here. I don't know if you know this, he's got a studio now here in the Crosstown Concourse. I can almost see it from right here, like it's that close to where we are. So
wow, the pictures are stunning looking, and I love Matt. He's a brilliant engineer and producer, and one of the, and just a great hang too. He's a lot of fun to be in the studio with. He keeps us laughing.
And does he work, is he engineering most, or is he mixing and engineering? What's his role on your records?
He engineered American Band and then the Memphis Sessions, which we've pulled three albums, or a good part of three albums out of the, we cut 18 songs the week we were at Sam Phillips in 2018. And so he engineered and mixed those songs. And, but he also had engineered American Band, which we cut in Nashville at Sound Emporium. So yeah, man, we go back further than that. We had met earlier than that. I can't even remember how we met. I just remember meeting him and always loving him. Yeah, maybe around then. Yeah. Maybe through Tracy Thomas. We might have met through Tracy before we had ever worked with him. But yeah, we love him.
And so you guys, you've worked most here in Memphis, you've worked out of Sam Phillips, right? When you've been here recording, is that right? Yeah. And you did you do all the Unraveling?
Pretty much all of the Unraveling came out of the sessions. And when we were doing it, the plan, we were going to do like our long awaited talked about Memphis album. And then it kind of got pushed back. And then, I don't know, things just, you know, with the whole political climate and all that, we ended up just deciding to do like we pulled all the mostly political songs out of it and put those all together as the Unraveling. And then we had like these songs left over, and three of which I basically used as kind of the finale of what became the Welcome to Club 13 album. And so we just kind of wrote the songs that would lead up to those songs as the ending. And that was Wilder Days and Billy Ringo in the Dark. And actually, I guess the title cut kind of is in the middle point of that record.
Yeah. And you said Schaefer Lana, she's singing backup on Wilder Days, which we're going to hear here in a second.
She sings on that. And she also sings on The Driver. But we cut Wilder Days in Memphis. And that was one of the last things we cut that week that we were at Sam Phillips. And that was a crazy week. We were like, one day we were in the studio and Mick Jagger walked in.
Oh, that's when he was doing some research for the Sam Phillips movie.
For the Sam Phillips movie, which I hope still happens at some point. But
yeah, that would be killer. What was that like?
It was crazy.
Oh my God.
it was nuts. And I knew that I knew Robert Gordon was coming, and I was looking forward to seeing him. And he came, and he stuck his head in and said hi. And then a second later, Peter Grelnick came and stuck his head in and said, oh, cool, surprise, you know. And then right after that, Mick Jagger walked in, and I'm like, oh, shoot.
Did you talk to him? I mean, did y'all
talk? We did. He was lovely. He was super nice. I thanked him for taking part in the Muscle Shoals documentary. And because they made that a much bigger deal than it would have been without him. And and he was super nice. He asked how Jimmy Johnson was doing, which unfortunately he wasn't doing well by then, but it was really sweet. He asked about Jimmy and, you know, and dad and all of them. And it was really, really great.
That's super sweet. Well, Patterson, I appreciate you talking to us, and y'all are going to be October 7th. That's this Saturday night at the Shell. Yeah. We'll also, YXR will be out. We'll have a little booth, and you can come by and say, hey, and we really appreciate you talking to us. We're going to hear Wilder Days off the brand new record, Welcome to Club X. How do you say, is it 13?
Welcome to Club.
For a minute, I thought it was Welcome to Club 616, but
so Big Ass Truck never played Club 13 in Sheffield, Alabama.
No, we never.
In those early days.
No, we did Tuscaloosa, and but we didn't really. And we played some weird Northern Mississippi clubs, but we didn't.
Yeah,
do Northern Alabama.
It was about the only game in town towards the end of me living there, it's sort of the title cut's a bit of a cynical remembrance of that, a satirical remembrance of that, I guess I should say. But yeah, thank you so much for having me, man.
Yeah,
it's great to catch up.
All right, thanks. That's Patterson Hood with the Drive By Truckers. They'll be here this Saturday night. Come see us. Here's Wilder Days.
There's a picture of you standing next to me in our wilder days, with abilities to circumvent anything that got in our way. We had a drive that fell in stark relief to the impending pain. Young and full of big beliefs that life could not sustain. Sometimes I see your face in my memory. Look so full of glory that the gods grew weak at the knees. Bounding through the doors of life's exalting reveries, driving through the night on rain-soaked streets the way it used to be. In our wilder days, there was trouble to be made. There was pie to cut and cakes to throw and muddy creeks to wade. There was scarcely any thought gave to if I left or stayed. In my wilder days, watching us as we go spinning around. the crown. There's no comfort in survival, but it's still the best option I've found. Seldom die.